month after 11 on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:43, and we're pleased to be joined right now by Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director at Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing quite well. It should be a beautiful day.
Looks like a beauty in store for us here. And let's see, History Center, all kinds of things always going on. But let's see. Let's talk about First Friday will be a week from Friday, believe it or not. The month of May will be upon us. And what might be happening First Friday-wise at the History Center?
Well, as we know, First Friday is a wonderful event. Come downtown and check out all the wonderful art and artisans. And we here at the History Center on Friday, May 3rd from 5 to 8 will be hosting the Emporia Flute Choir. They will be start playing at 6 o'clock. And a very special event, the ESU Print Block Makers will be here from 5 to 8. Now, here's the interesting part about that. A print block is where you take like a block of linoleum and you carve in or carve out a design, and then you press that on a piece of paper. In this particular case, it's high rag content paper, by the way.
Okay.
But to press the print block into that, they're going to use an actual live steamroller.
Really?
Yes, an actual
full-size
steamroller. Full-size steamroller. Now, this is, you can go and watch them do that. They're going to be on 8th Street between Merchant and Commercial, and they're going to be pressing the block into the paper, and then they'll bring it down here to the History Center for display. So that should be quite interesting. Those will be on display for 2 weeks, by the way, and from what I understand, they will also be for sale. So that's First Friday, May 3rd, starts the month of May off with a bang.
So when exactly will the steam rolling be taking place? What time?
The steam roller will be taking place at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, okay.
So they will press that, and then they'll bring it down here to the History Center for display.
I'm very curious because I want to see the flute choir and the steam roller going at the same time. I'm sorry, I just do.
You know, if Chuck, if I could get that arranged, I'll do that just for you.
I'm sorry. The juxtaposition in my brain is just kind of firing off on all cylinders. And it's really cool, too, because this kind of leads into an extremely busy weekend because you've got Goodway Gardens coming up on Sunday, May 5th.
Yes, Goodway Gardens, which is a new thing. We started last year down at the Howe House. So Alexa Dawson and gang will be doing some music and some gardening displays. And this year, the very first year, we're going to be having the Howe House Hoist, where people will be able to or attempt to lift 100-pound, 200-pound, and 300-pound stones onto the top of a 40-inch pedestal. So all I can say about that is good luck and Godspeed.
Yeah.
Because it's a new thing we're trying. Richard Howe, the patriarch of the Howe family, who built the house, was a stonemason, so we thought this played in well for that. So, yes, the Lyon County History Center and Goodway Gardens and Visit Emporia and the good folks at Good Muscle are all participating to bring this event to us to just see how strong our local patrons are. Again, 100, 200, and 300-pound stones, 40 inches, set it on top of the pedestal.
So if you are a successful hoister, will that give us a place in history, Greg?
Ooh.
That will, in fact, put you in the annals of history. You will go up on the wall as a successful rock hoister.
Now, is this wall here, the plaque or whatever, is that going to have a prominent spot here in the Lyon County History Center or at the historic Richard Howe Farmstead?
You know, we may do it both. I like the idea of having it down at the Howe House because that's where it took place.
Absolutely.
So we may just put plaques on the barn. Ooh, excellent idea, Chuck. We'll just do that. We'll put the plaque on the barn so everyone can see who was successful in their lift, their hoist, of a 100, 200, 300 pound stone.
That would be a lot more durable than parchment paper.
A lot more durable than parchment paper. Perhaps it will be etched in stone.
Ooh. There you go.
You've got it going on now. So Goodway Gardens, and there will be some fine entertainment offered during.
There will be some fine entertainment. There is a band that they're British folks, but they play American music, and they were formed in 2013, and they are currently stationed in Kansas City, Kansas, and they play bluegrass, old time, and other requests. They are an American string band, and they're really quite good. So if you're interested in some good music also that evening, come down at 5 o'clock to the Howe House, 325 East Logan. And it should be a very beautiful evening with music and hoisting.
Okay.
Music and hoisting.
The Match Sellers.
The Match Sellers. And
the Match Sellers, yes.
I tell you what, Greg, you know, I didn't even really think about this, but music is a great way to maybe introduce people to history and kind of get them maybe thinking about some of their historical connections that maybe they wouldn't have thought of before.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, for our annual meeting that we had back in March, we had Annie Wilson and the Tallgrass Express play here. Their songs are very historic, so that's how we kind of started off our season, as it will. But yes, music is a great way to learn facts and things about the people and places that came before you.
Okay, so big doings next weekend. First Friday Art Walk, May the 3rd, and then the hoisting activities coming up during the Goodway Garden event on Sunday.
Yes, that's correct. It would be a busy weekend and should be a fun weekend.
Good deal. And then you kind of roll into the following week with the way it sounds, a band book club meeting.
So we started this year, a banned book meeting where people come and discuss books that have been banned at various places and times. This particular month, the selection is Moss 1 and 2, which is a fascinating tale about Nazi Germany and whatnot. And so if you would like to come to that, that is on Thursday, May 9th at 4 o'clock here at the History Center. And it's a fun event. And we can discuss all things banned books.
All right, and let's talk about a couple of events that the History Center will be participating in this summer, Greg.
So this summer, the Department of Tourism, Kansas Department of Tourism, has produced a program called Sunflower Summer, and this is where it's an event to get young people, that is school-age kids, K through 12, to discover or rediscover Kansas. So participating members have a passport, and you come to those particular areas and check things out, and you have to sign up for this, but then you go from place to place and fill in your book and rediscover Kansas, and so we are participating in that. So if you would like more information about that, please just come to the History Center, and we will get you signed up. And then also, we are new members of the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance. They too are doing a summer passport program that has to do with all the Southeast Kansas museums and attractions. That particular event ends on August 17th, so if you would like to participate in that, the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance summer passport program, come here to the History Center and we will hook you up with that information.
Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, we are just at the very beginning of a very busy summer, because after all that, we start getting ready for Unbound, and so we are the hub of that event, so that's coming up. Every single rider, all 4,000 of them, come through the History Center to get their swag and to sign important documents, and so it's a busy week for us and everybody in town, and that really kicks off the summer. But before all that, we have the Dynamic Disc Golf Tournament. So, again, Emporia is the place to be this summer.
And might there be memberships available to the Lyon County History Center?
Well, Ron, I'm glad you asked. Memberships are always available at the History Center, $30 for an individual, $50 for a family, and they go up from there for corporate and whatnot. So if you're interested in becoming a member, come by 7-Eleven Commercial or check out our website, explorelyoncounty.org, and that'll give you all the information on how to be a member.
Outstanding. Greg, busy as always at the History Center.
We're busy, busy, but we like to be busy.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Good morning. It's 8:53.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia first.
This is Gary Andrews, a country mart.